coming to you live from the Eastern Shore Toyota and Hyundai Studios. The Prep Sports Report, presented by Alpha. Here are your hosts, Coach Rick Cleveland, Coach Mark Lasseter, and Corey Labounty.
Good morning and welcome to the Prep Sports Report presented by Alpha and coming to you live from the Eastern Shore Toyota and Hyundai Studios located right here in the heart of Mobile, Alabama. Good morning, Mark Lasseter.
Good morning, Coach. I hope everybody out there is well and safe this morning and practicing social distancing is the key word of the day, so you'll hear us talking about that throughout the morning.
Morning, Corey Labounty.
Good morning, Coach. Always a pleasure to join you. 52 weeks out of the year here on the Prep Sports Report.
I want to say, Corey and Mark and Dalt, how much I appreciate you guys being here the last couple of weeks. And you guys have done a great job. I'm going to try to make it for an hour this morning if I can. And it's been a tough road. Now, I certainly don't have the virus, but got other things going on, and thank you for I can't even begin to tell you while we were doing virtual school and virtual learning at home this week, I was inundated with text messages and emails, and I want you to know, and I appreciate that and appreciate your prayers. Please continue to do so. Guys, I really want to stress the importance of keeping your distance. I call it keeping your distance. I know there's other things that are being called, but this is a serious virus, and I don't want to spend a lot of time talking about it because we're inundated on the news. But I know there's a lot of people out there who are sports-minded, golfers, bowlers. I know bowling alleys have been kind of closed down. Golf course is still open, and I'm thankful for that because I got a lot of buddies that want to play golf a lot and just to get out of the house. But I hope you will keep your distance, social distancing, and because this stuff can go rapidly. And certainly hope that you will follow the orders that you've been given by those people that have had to deal with this. So just please know that here at PSR, all of you are in our thoughts and our prayers, and hope that you will follow the lead of our government, not only nationally, but locally as well. Guys, I don't know about y'all, but there's just not a whole lot going on in sports. I know one of the big things that I've noticed this week is that it looks like Derek Scott will take the job at Foley. And, Corey, I'm sure you know a little bit more about that.
Yeah, it's a situation to where, of course, Tad Niblett moves on. He was the athletic director and football coach at Foley High School and decided to go take the offensive coordinator job at Hoover High School with his brother. And it's a situation because Derek Scott had been at Foley coaching with Todd Watson. He's very familiar with that community. It's a tremendous loss for Vigor because, again, he had success at Vigor. Didn't have the type of season he wanted this year, but that's because he had a lot of young bodies. And whoever gets that Vigor job, the cupboard is definitely not bare for that program. And if you look at Vigor also moving down into 4A, that's going to be a great job for someone to take, especially with all the talent that is going to be returning to that campus. And again, once it becomes official because of things that are going on within the Baldwin County community in regards to social distancing and being able to meet virtually, it'll probably be announced and officially approved toward the end of April. So that's just right now. It's hearsay, nothing official. And even if it became official as of yesterday, you still don't have the opportunity, as Coach Scott Riles talked about last week in Baldwin County, to actually sit down and meet and talk to your players because that's not allowed by AHSAA rules. So even if he's hired today, again, with school being out until the end of the year, he's not going to be able to meet and get on campus. And it's going to be hard to hire coaches. It's going to be hard to interact with your program, to put your weightlifting, your conditioning, your spring and summer conditioning program in for any coach that has been hired during this time. So Coach Scott, if he does take the Foley job, I think it'll be a wonderful fit for him, and I think that he'll do a great job there.
You know, I'm excited about seeing Derek move over to Foley. I mean, he's been there. He knows that community quite well. And, you know, I've always had the utmost respect for Coach, and he does a really good job. He's done a good job everywhere he's been as an assistant and head coach. And Viger's losing a good coach, and Foley's gaining a good one. So it's going to be kind of exciting to watch that happen. And it's also going to be exciting to watch and see who comes into Viger, because they're kind of going into uncharted waters, dropping down to 4A. You know, with that program and the history of that program, we know that there can be years where they can struggle a little bit, but there's also those years where they're, you know, knocking down the door for the to either get into the state championship or win the state championship. And so in 4A, moving there, that could be quite interesting to watch and see how that plays out, and who comes into Viger. I'm sure they're going to find the right guy, the right fit. And it's a tough time right now to start a new job as a head coach, not being able to get with your staff, your players, and we don't know when we're starting. You know, school's out the rest of the year. We all know that. So you're not going to see them. You won't see them until this summer, if you see them then, and when that'll be, because we just don't know. Nobody knows what is going to happen with starting times, and there's a lot of speculation out there about what might happen, but it's a tough time to start a new job as a head coach, because you're not going to see your players, won't know your staff, and you really don't know when you're starting. So a lot of things to come about in the next several weeks as we try to wind this season down, wind this spring to the end of school. And as we do that, of course, the number one thing is we're keeping track of the virus and how many people it is affecting.
You know, I concur with what you say about trying to get a staff, because this is just a tough time for coaches because of everything going on. I mean, it would be very tough for him to get a staff Russ Moore is going to hire Derek Scott, because Derek Scott spent some good years there as an assistant. He was a defensive coordinator there, and he's very familiar with the ground there. And I just think Derek is the kind of guy that can turn that program back to what it was with Lester and some of those guys. So
he will do a great job, Rick. I mean, I know he will do a great job. I'm excited. Anytime you start something fresh and new, it's just tough under these circumstances. And, you know, with the circumstances being what they were this past week, officially, Dr. Eric Mackey, who is the state superintendent, did come on the air and let everybody know that school was pretty much over. And again, on this show, we are going to continue to highlight the seniors. Coaches, if you want to give us a call, 251-343-0106. Those seniors who did not have an opportunity to have a senior day, did not have that opportunity to even take the field for track and field events or whatever it is, coaches who listen across this state, call us up, 251-343-0106, because we definitely want to do the senior shout-out to the class of 2020, because, again, you will always be remembered in the history of American athletics and sports as the class that did not have the opportunity to partake and finish, whether it was high school athletics or collegiate athletics. So, again, we want to go ahead and recognize all those student athletes across the state of Alabama who did not have an opportunity to have a senior day.
And make sure, you know, coaches and parents and loved ones, make sure you realize this hurt for those kids is real. I mean, it is a real hurt. I've read several things and talked to some kids that played, that I've been in contact with. They don't necessarily play for us now, but I've talked to them, and it's like, you know, I can't believe I'm not ever going to put that jersey on again. I can't, you know, some kids are coaches' kids. I was hoping to get to play my senior year out for my dad, you know, in baseball. Can't do it. The season's over. And he goes, and that's really hurting him. And then, you know, it's a tough time, and there's no way you can just make them feel better, because you just can't. But it is a sad time in their lives, and so just make sure we remember them and think of them through this. They're just another part of the ongoing tragedy of this horrible virus.
All right, we'll be back. Corey's got a great lineup this morning, so we'll be back with some guests. You can text us at 251-343-0106 right here on PSR in Radio Alabama.
The CNC Financial and Auto Sales communication lines are open at 251-343-0106. This segment of the Prep Sports Report, presented by Green & Phillips Attorneys at Law. Now, back to the show.
All right, welcome back to PSR, Radio Alabama. We want to welcome Mike Chase, the head girls basketball coach at Spain Park High School in Birmingham, and the head basketball coach of the 7A girls state champions. Coach, good morning. Mark Lassiter, Corey LeBounty, and Rick Cleveland here with you. Thank you for joining us on Prep Sports Report, and congratulations on winning the Blue Mount, pal.
Good morning. Yeah, that's always a goal of I think every high school basketball coach in the state, no matter what sport you're coaching, and we've been fortunate to win two of the last three, so it's been good for us the last couple of years.
It definitely has, Coach. And when you start looking at how you were able to win those state championships, especially this season, it's always better when you can play your arch rival. And for Spain Park, that would be Hoover High School. And you were able to defeat them 47-44 in the 7A girls state championship. And it just speaks about the great basketball that's being played in between these two programs, because I do believe out of the last 3 years, you guys have met in the state championship or the semifinal.
Yeah, we've played each other twice. In 2017, they beat us in overtime, and then they lost in the semifinals in 2018 to Sparkman, and that was the year that we won our first state championship and beat McGill. And then last year, we got upset. Against you at Trustful in the regional finals and didn't get a chance to go and play those guys. And then this year we both met up back again and we got the dub this year. So we're only a couple miles away and we share a lot of common ground. Our students and everybody are all mixed in with each other, and we see each other all over the place, and so to play those guys and win a state championship is pretty sweet.
Coach, let's talk about a senior that you had on your team, and she's one of the best girls basketball players I've seen, and if she doesn't win Miss Basketball, I would be shocked, because she's already been named Gatorade Girls Player of the Year, Max Preps Girls Player of the Year. That's going to be Sarah Ashley Barker, and she's just a tremendous competitor. Talk to us about what she meant to your team this year, what it was like coaching her, watching her game develop, especially coming off a knee injury, I do believe her sophomore or freshman year, and just watching her develop and make players around her better.
Yeah, I've been a varsity girls basketball coach for 24 years, coached a lot of great players, a lot of Division I players, and she's the best all-around basketball player that I've ever coached. And I'm not just talking about her skill set. I'm talking about her leadership. I'm talking about the things that she does for our young kids. You know, she played on a team this year that had 11 varsity players, and six of those 11 didn't have their driver's license. We had three sophomores and three freshmen, and those guys started and played. It wasn't like those guys were on the team. A lot of times this year we started a junior, Avery Masden, and then we started two sophomores and a freshman, and the first two guys that came off of our bench were the other two freshmen. So it wasn't like she was out there playing with a bunch of kids that are her own age. She was out there playing with guys that were talented but really young and inexperienced. And so not only does she do a great job, you know, skill wise on the court, scoring from every way possible and handling the basketball, breaking presses, you know, defending the 1-5 position. But she's also bringing along a lot of guys and teaching them how to be champions.
And that's something she's done a wonderful job of, leading by example. You know, Camille Chase, your daughter, suffered a knee injury, I do believe, in the semifinals. And I know that's always tough for a parent to, first of all, coach their child, but to watch their child go down and not be able to participate in the state championship game. It's kind of like that journey to where there's automatic, the road just ends suddenly and abruptly, kind of like the rest of this season has for those 2020 seniors. But talk to us about what it was like coaching your daughter, watching her go down with the injury, and how you handled it physically and mentally.
That was tough. I knew she was hurt as soon as she went down. And we've got a great training staff and great doctors and all that stuff. And you know, it was one of those things where I walked out and I knew that if she was going to get back on the floor, I knew our trainers were going to get her out there. You know, I immediately had to kind of snap back, you know, because, you know, obviously you're trying to get to a state championship game and you got to keep staying in the moment, you know. But then when she came back out, she played a couple possessions and then her knee gave out again. You know, it was one of those bittersweet days. I remember I was standing at the press conference after the game and it was like, you know, on a great note for our team, we went to the state championship. On a personal note from a father, you know, it was a tough day. So but she had surgery, her rehab's going really well, you know, we'll be back in 6 months and be ready for the season next year.
We're talking with Mike Chase. He's the head girls basketball coach of the 7A state champion Spain Park Lady Jaguars program. And this is their second title in 3 years. And I know, Coach, it never gets old. That first feeling that you had of jubilation of winning your first title, did you find out it was easier to chase it? Or was it easier to be on top and say, hey, look, I want to defend it? Which you kind of had both angles of that now.
No, the thing about like Nick Saban and Dabo and some of those guys that keep their guys, keep their teams up there, you know, obviously chasing it was, you know, when, you know, you got to get your guys over the hump and get them to the point to where they believe that they can win, and then they actually do. But then after that, man, it's battling that complacency. It's everybody's coming after you. So people that keep their programs up at the top and then are able to win, you know, pretty close to after they've won before, I think that's the absolute hardest. I can tell you right now, when we lost after 2019, I knew right away that we struggled with everybody patting us on the back, everybody wanting to see our rings, everybody telling us how great we were. We had a bunch of guys coming back off that 2018 team. We had three starters coming back, and everybody just thought we're just going to walk our way and we're going to go back to back. And Hewitt Trussell had other plans, and we didn't get back. And then I think that really put the fire back in us, and got us to where we were this year. So it's very, very difficult after you win one to keep your group going and not be complacent.
Coach, we have about a minute left with you. Is there a special message you want to give not only to your seniors but any other seniors across the country as far as from a head coach standpoint?
I mean, thankfully in Alabama, you know, we start our basketball season early. I know that there's, you know, a ton of basketball programs that got all the way to, you know, the Elite Eight. I know at Tennessee they started the Final Four or their Final Eight and had to stop it, and I don't know if they're going to be able to continue. Our softball team was 21-0 and probably poised to win their first state championship. I know it's just crushing them. It's just one of the most unusual situations our world has ever seen, and my heart goes out to, you know, all those guys are going to miss proms, graduations, and state championships, and all that stuff. And you know, I really don't know. There's no words to really comfort them.
Coach, thank you for taking some time out this morning to spend with us on PSR and Radio Alabama. Good luck to you. And stay inside. Stay inside, pal.
We'll keep our 6 feet. Thank you.
Take care. That's Mike Chase, head girls basketball coach at Spain Park High School. 7A state champions this year. We'll be back with more PSR.
The Prep Sports Report is brought to you by Alpha Insurance. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back to the Prep Sports Report presented by Alpha. Joining us now on the CNC Financial and Auto Sales Communication Lines is the head baseball coach at McGill-Tulane, Tim Becker, taking time out of his Saturday morning to join us. Coach, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Thank you for joining us this morning. And I know we have you on the show frequently to kind of give us updates on the state of the McGill-Tulane baseball program and just overall what you see in all of baseball, whether it's the opponents you're playing or within your own team. But your season gets abruptly ended, Coach, and one of the things we wanted to do here on the Prep Sports Report is to make sure we hashtag and give a senior shout out to the class of 2020, because many seniors did not have an opportunity not only to complete their season and to chase that blue map and that championship ring, but in your situation, you guys were the defending state champions, and I know how hungry your guys were in getting the season started and really having it taken away from them prematurely. So, Coach, want to give you this opportunity and this platform to give your senior shout-out.
Yes, I appreciate it. Like I said, it is kind of disappointing, and, you know, we're obviously dealing with something here that's way above anything that we've ever had before. So, and unfortunately, you know, the only way to get this better, I think, is for people not to be around each other. And this may not be 2 or 3 weeks. It may be 6 months, you know, until this is all taken care of, and which is really unfortunate. But I appreciate you letting me do this, because I know this is kind of like a banquet for us, you know, with, you know, we may not even have that this year. You know, it's really unfortunate because we had 11 seniors. And again, I just want to kind of go through each one of them, because I know the other day I actually went out to the garage to get my car. And when I left the house, I was headed to the lip without even thinking about it. And, you know, I know we all kind of miss, you know, not going to practice every day and seeing all these young men. But our first player, Peyton Smith, played the outfield for us. And again, great young man. Vinny Martino, he's going to attend Georgia College. And again, he started at second base for us and then ended up, as the season ended, I mean, he was our shortstop. Andrew Lindstrom, he's a young man I know that will get an opportunity to play at the next level. And again, it'll probably be as a pitcher, but again, he played first and third base and was also an outstanding pitcher for us. Court Johnson, another player who dealt a little bit with some injuries this year. I know he was starting to really come around, and then he had a lower back injury that kind of put him out for a little while. But Court Johnson's another player that was a senior for us. Jalen Frazier, I know our last game when we played against UMS Wright, we always do a three-way with Mary Montgomery High School and UMS Wright. In our last game with UMS this year, Jalen hit, was our DH for one of our other seniors, because we played all seniors that last game. And he was a young man that hit a hard line drive back at the pitcher. We all thought it was a hit up the middle, and it didn't get through, but we were proud of just how he handled the situation all year. Chad Kaufman, another young man who will attend and play at the next level. He's going to go to Spring Hill College. I think he's going to be an outstanding pitcher for Spring Hill College down the road. Parker Butcher, another senior for us that was, I guess what you would call a PO. He's somebody that was, you know, mainly, you know, would come in out of the bullpen and gave us good quality innings as a pitcher. And then the last four, we had 11 seniors. So our last four seniors, Sean Mason, he will, all these last four seniors were captains in our program. Sean Mason is going to attend the University of Mobile, quality young man. And again, he'll have a chance to play the field as well as also be a pitcher for University of Mobile. Sean Mahler, just an outstanding young man, great student, also played outfield, was one of our outfielders for the Yellow Jackets. Justin Henderson, third baseman, kind of a corner infielder, tremendous hitter. And again, he also DH'd a lot for us throughout the season. And then, of course, Jacob Huff was our catcher. I know he played right field last year for us, but, you know, caught for us this year. He was an outfielder for us on the state championship team. But again, this young man had 26 hits in 14 games, so he was having an outstanding season for us. But, you know, when you look at all these seniors, all these guys were with us when they were seventh graders and eighth graders and ninth graders when they played in our younger program. And you know, it's really disappointing. I know I sent something out to them. We have a Remind app that we use to communicate with our players. And I know I sent out a group shout out to our seniors the other day, just kind of letting them know what's going on. And, you know, it was while I was texting, it was just very emotional for me to say some of the stuff I had to say. I actually sent him a copy of what Coach Savarese said, I believe it was yesterday or the day before, about the spring season not being able to finish. And, you know, I told him at the end that there's not a day that goes by where I don't think about all of our seniors and our teams. And that goes all the way down to our middle school. I mean, we take a lot of pride in having our guys play as a team. And they all buy into that. And, you know, they just love one another. And our coaching staff is the same way. Coach Walker, Coach Hall, and the rest of our coaching staff, along with I, we love all these guys. And we just hope and pray that down the road, you know, they are safe with all this that's going on today, them and their families.
No doubt about it, Coach. And again, you know, it's just uncharted territory that we're living in. And the great thing about coaches and teachers is we deal with adversity every single day, whether it's in the classroom. We teach our players and our students how to deal with adversity. Many of our players that are going through day-to-day struggles, whether it be depression, whether it be struggling with school, whether it be struggles at home, we teach them how to persevere, and athletics is that release, that outlet, and that motivation for so many kids. But, you know, I saw where Philip Murphy, the boys basketball coach at McGill, he really emphasized and stressed that and brought it to the light this week. Look, as coaches, you know, we teach our kids how to have a game plan. And when something like this does happen, kids are very resilient. Sometimes it's the adults and coaches who struggle more so than the kids. But in this situation, being able to lean and communicate with each other is so very important, Coach.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. And what Coach Murphy said, I mean, like I said, we get questions asked all the time, with regards to, you know, what we do in these situations. We have no idea. We've never dealt with this. And, you know, I know, just to kind of change subjects here just a little bit, I mean, it's on my understanding a lot of coaches, especially north of here, of course, we're in Mobile, so everything's north, but Birmingham and up that way, a lot of the coaches have already done their scheduling. Well, we don't, McGill Tulane Baseball, we don't know yet if we're 6A or 7A. So it's been very difficult. I have coaches calling me, and I said, well, I can't schedule yet because we don't know if we're 6A or 7A. We don't even know who we're playing yet. So, and again, this will have an impact on our JV, program and our middle school program, because, you know, our JV program, we were always in the JV area and on the championship and all that stuff. And we don't know if we're going to be 7A, you know, because Miguel Tulin now is 6A. So, but again, we won the state championship last year, and that gave us 4 points. Well, if you get another half point, which we anticipated we would be able to do this year, we would still stay 7A. We want to be 7A. And but again, we don't know. You know, it may end up where we're 6A, and it just changes the whole dynamics. I don't want to schedule and then have to change everything. And, you know, and I think a lot of coaches, hopefully a lot of coaches understand that. You know, and again, we just got to kind of be patient with what the Alabama High School is having to deal with. Again, they have no idea. I mean, this is, we've never dealt with this. So the decisions they're making, we're going to respect and honor. But again, we all have to just be patient and kind of wait and see what happens.
We're speaking with Tim Becker, the head boys baseball coach of the defending 7A state champion Miguel Tulin Yellow Jackets. Coach, got about a minute and a half here left before we have to go on to our commercial break. Is there any other message that you have as a head coach, not only to your players, but other players and graduates who won't see their prom, who won't have an opportunity to chase that state championship? Any other words of wisdom that you can pass on?
Well, I think the biggest thing now for all of our students and our baseball players included, you know, you're around your families and stuff right now. That's who you need to be concerned with right now. You need to make sure that you do what all of our health departments are recommending that needs to be done. And like I said, you're around your families. You can't be around 5 and 6 and 7 of your classmates and that type of stuff, because you just don't know. This is a very contagious virus that we're dealing with, and we got to respect it. And again, unfortunately, I think it's going to take longer than just a couple weeks, but I think the more people respect it and just kind of hunker down, you know, just kind of lay low. And I know sometimes you got to go to the grocery store and that stuff. You got to do all the things you got to do to keep yourself from carrying something from outside in. So, but again, all our players, we love y'all. And like I said, we just want to make sure everybody in the state of Alabama and throughout the United States and the world gets through this safely.
Coach Tim Becker, thank you very much for acknowledging your seniors, class of 2020, who, again, helped you win that state title 1 year ago, and those who just were really looking forward to a wonderful season. And thank you for, again, taking time out of your Saturday morning to share your thoughts and concerns and your love for your players here this season.
Thank you. I appreciate it so much. Y'all stay safe.
You're listening to the Prep Sports Report right here on FM Talk 106.5, and we'll be right back right after this commercial break.
Segment of the Prep Sports Report, brought to you by Parker Dental and Orthodontics. PSR is live every Saturday from 8 until 10 a.m. Now back to Coach Rick Cleveland.
Welcome back to the Prep Sports Report. We hope you're hunkered down and staying safe and tuned in to FM Talk 106.5, where you can get all the latest updates throughout the week from Sean Sullivan and Dalton Orwig, who do a wonderful job every single morning and on midday as well. Isn't that right, Dalton?
That's right. We're here every day. It's local business right here. Like so many that are going through it right now.
And that's what you have to do. Support your local businesses if you can. Curbside takeout. To, again, continue to support the moms and pops and the infrastructure as much as you can by just staying in your car and just the curbside service, exercising. Again, social distancing, that's important as well. This week, we talked earlier in the show with Mike Chase, who was the head girls basketball coach at Spain Park High School, and they just won their second girls state basketball title. But the Alabama Sports Writers Association, they named their girls basketball class players of the year. And in Class 7A, Coach Chase talked about his wonderful senior guard who's attending the University of Georgia, Sarah Ashley Barker. She was the 7A Girls Basketball Player of the Year. She averaged 23 points, 10 rebounds, and 2.5 assists per game. And in Class 6A, Farrah Pearson from Hazel Green High School. She was a senior forward who will be attending Alabama State, and she scored 24 points and 12 rebounds in the championship game, had over 1,000 rebounds in her career, averaged 16.5 points, 15 rebounds, and 2 assists per game as well, and she was the Class 6A Girls Player of the Year. The Class 5A Player of the Year was Niera Jones. She's the 5'7 senior guard from Charles Henderson. She averaged 20 points a game, 6 rebounds, and 7 assists a game. And she was a state champion as well, as she led her team to an undefeated season and won the state championship with her mother as the head coach. She signed with Belmont. She's the Class 5A Girls Player of the Year. The Class 4A Player of the Year was Alaysha Dudley. She's the 5'6 junior guard from Anniston. Anniston won the state championship as well, and this young lady, she averaged 17 points, 3.5 rebounds, and 4 assists per game, and she really stepped up in the state championship game, having 20 points and 8 rebounds. And again, she led her team to the 4A Girls State Championship. In 3A, Molly Hurd, she's the 5'11 sophomore guard and forward from Pisgah, and she led the Eagles to their third straight 3A state championship, averaging 19 points, 8 rebounds, and 2 assists per game. The Class 2A Player of the Year was Elizabeth Hill. She's from Cold Springs, Alabama. She was a senior forward, and she averaged 19 points, 7 rebounds, 3 assists, scored over 2,000 points in her career. The Class 1A Alabama Sports Writers Association Player of the Year was Katie Jones from Decatur Heritage. She was the 5'10 senior guard, and again, this young lady averaged 28 points, 8 rebounds, and 3.5 assists per game, and she scored over 2,400 career points, and she signed with Samford. And the AISA Player of the Year was Chloe Johnson. She was from Lee Scott. She was a 5'8 sophomore guard. She averaged 15 points per game and had 3 triple-doubles and 6 double-doubles this season. So congratulations to those young ladies, Class 1A through 7A, Alabama Sports Writers Association Players of the Year, as well as including the AISA in that. And again, unfortunately, we talked a couple of weeks ago with Ben Thomas about how they're having to redo the banquet, because normally you have Mr. and Miss Basketball being held in Montgomery where everyone comes together, and this time they're going to have to come up with a new strategy. And out of these 7A Players of the Year, there will be a Miss Basketball candidate announced here in the upcoming days. Tonight, I do believe the Alabama Sports Writers Association will be naming the boys' classifications Players of the Year. So look forward to that coming out to see who. It's going to be a great battle for Mr. Basketball to see who wins it, either J.D. Davidson for Calhoun. You're looking at a situation also, Cam Woods from Pinson Valley. He averaged over 35 points a game this season, still unsigned. So it's going to be looking forward to seeing who the Alabama Sports Writers Association decides who's going to be Mr. and Mrs. Basketball, even though there will be no official banquet being held due to the coronavirus.
I'm glad that we were able to get through basketball season before all this began. And we were talking earlier with her head coach, Corey, but Sarah Ashley Barker, where'd you say she signed?
Georgia.
She's going to Georgia, which is awesome. And you expect her to be the Miss Basketball this year?
I really do. I think she will win Miss Basketball. She's very deserving. And, you know, kudos to Joni Crenshaw Taylor, who's a good friend of mine. She played at the University of Alabama. She's now the head coach at Georgia. She has an MGM native and a Mobile native. Robert Mosley is on Joni Crenshaw's staff, Joni Taylor's staff, and anytime you can make those connections, he's one of the best recruiters in the country, and he's gone out and really made sure that Sarah Ashley Barker wanted to become a Bulldog, because she could have easily gone to Alabama, Auburn, and followed her father's footsteps, Jay Barker, and went to Alabama. But she wanted to go ahead and be where she felt most comfortable. And Robert Mosley, who graduated from MGM High School and, again, is a native Mobilian, did a great job of recruiting her along with Joni Taylor.
You know what's really kind of funny? This is completely off the subject. But Jay Barker was, he went to Hewitt Trussell. His seventh grade year, I was coaching at Hewitt Trussell Junior High School, and he was our, I don't know if we had a separate seventh grade team, but like we had like an eighth grade, we had the group that played, and we had another little team that played some, I don't know if he played middle school, JV. I cannot remember. All I know is I remember at practice when Jay was on that team, and he got up to play quarterback. Of course, that's what he's going to play. You know, he steps up to play quarterback. And he was so little. He was so small at that time. It's amazing today now to think about it. But when he got up under quarterback, the center was our big, tall kid, and he had long legs, and so Jay was kind of having to get his head up, you know, he could see over the line of scrimmage. And I may be exaggerating that a little bit. I remember him playing quarterback there as a seventh grader. And the quarterback, if I'm not mistaken now, the quarterback on the – see, that was 7 through 9 back then. And our quarterback on that team was Mike Mordecai. Now, everybody down here should know Mike Mordecai as he was a shortstop for South Alabama. And he played – he was our quarterback at that in ninth grade. Tremendous athlete. And he did a great job here at South and then went on to play pro baseball for a while. So that's been two pretty good players right there.
You know, there's always 6 degrees of separation. And what's interesting about Jay, Jay will flat out tell you that Sarah Ashley Barker is probably the best athlete in the family and probably one of the biggest competitors. And you know, as he's continued to watch her grow, that's why I do believe, you know, comes from a great family, great Christian background,
very.
Professes her faith. And hopefully here within the next couple of weeks, we will be able to get her on the show. But I think she will win Miss Basketball Dalton, and I wouldn't be surprised if J.D. Davidson from Calhoun does not win Mr. Basketball. You're listening to the Prep Sports Report right here on FM Talk 106.5. Hour number two coming up.
At Alpha Insurance, we know you have choices when it comes to protecting your car's home and family. That's why we go the extra mile to save you money and provide extraordinary service. At Alpha, being the best means caring for our customers and making sure you're protected. Call Alpha today. In Mobile, call Alpha agent Earl McKinnell at 343-7100 or stop by our office at 3725 Airport Boulevard in Mobile.
Live from the Eastern Shore Toyota and Hyundai Studios, it's the Prep Sports Report. Presented by Alpha Insurance. Now, back to your hosts, Rick Cleveland, Mark Lasseter, and Corey LaBounty.
This is the day.
Welcome back to the Prep Sports Report, hour number two right here on FM Talk 106.5. I want to thank our listeners who always tune in on Radio Alabama. And however you're tuned in this Saturday morning, whether it's in your car driving to get those essential groceries or whether you're tuned in to our app, we appreciate you tuning in to the Prep Sports Report. 52 weeks out of the year, we love to bring you all the comings and goings, the ups and the downs of high school athletics. And this Saturday morning, no one better to talk about the state of athletics than Brad Lowell, the MCPSS Athletics Director. Coach, thank you very much for taking time this Saturday morning to join us on the Prep Sports Report.
Corey, good morning. Thanks for letting me be on the show.
So much has happened. I mean, you look here in 2019, 2020, you start off your winter sports, your fall sports, whether that be, you know, your cross country, and we go ahead and we have a great cross country season as well as volleyball, and then you get your bowling in and of course your football, and then it rolls right in to basketball, and then all of a sudden, you know, right here toward the end of basketball season, America is dealt a huge blow with the coronavirus pandemic, and all of a sudden now the AHSAA is up against trying to figure out what they're going to do, because again, as I've discussed last week on the show, everything now is done with an eraser, because you can't put anything in black and white in pen, because if you do, it changes not only daily but hourly. But at the end of the day, Dr. Eric Mackey, the state superintendent, announced, I do believe Thursday, that all extracurricular activities would be canceled for the rest of the year, meaning, you know, the kids weren't going to be going back to school, meaning, of course, there would be no 2020 high school athletic season. Talk about what you've learned in your athletic director role and how things are so fluidly changing on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah, I mean, we're in an unprecedented time and situation where, you know, a lot of things that happen in past, you can kind of reference what happened and the time frame, and whether it was maybe a hurricane in our local area, and how things impact or are impacted, and of course the challenges that you have to come out of something like that. But this is kind of different because we just have no really idea on the, you know, the impact that it's going to have within our own communities, because it's new and it's something that just kind of came out of nowhere. Like you said, you know, you start the year just as a normal year, kicking off, everybody gets in full swing, you transition from one season to another, then all of a sudden it comes to a halt. And whenever Governor Ivey and Dr. Mackey came on and did their press conference and announced that, of course, everyone would be moving to pretty much an online type situation for the fourth quarter, and then starting April 6th, of course, we have our spring break coming up this week, this coming week for our kids, for our county, and then coming in and saying that all extracurricular activities would come to a halt. I mean, that kind of put things into perspective, and I really, really feel bad for those seniors. You know, everybody trains so much and just gets prepared and ready, and then all of a sudden it's not there anymore, and you really can't get that back, and it's really uncomprehendable to really have that feeling and understanding that, you know, their spring sports season, their senior year, I mean, it's over.
You know, Coach, I was just sitting here thinking about what you have to do as the AD for the county, and what I can't even imagine. I'm trying to figure out how to ask this question. I can't even imagine what you guys have to do as county administrators to make decisions on things that you really don't know are going to happen or might happen. Do y'all have to, like, when y'all get together to make decisions about the upcoming days, the next few weeks, whatever, now we kind of know nothing's going to happen until the end of school, we know that. So when y'all get together to make, do y'all have to just come up with plan A, plan B, or what, do you have to have different scenarios? Is that what y'all, I'm just trying to get an idea for how y'all figure out what to do in the next coming weeks.
Well, you know, our superintendent's been very, very, very proactive and has done an outstanding job with this leadership as far as the communication part of things about in preparation of this particular event that became in the permission, you know, last week. And so he's really been outstanding and, you know, just kind of getting things in order, getting the mindset just in case something like this was going to end up taking place. Yeah, it is challenging. I mean, you have to go in and you have to create different contingency plans based on whether or not we actually, you know, could come back, you know, how this contingency plan is going to be if we come back, you know, April 6th at the time, which was scheduled to be, you know, reevaluated. And then, of course, you have to follow AHSA guidelines at the same time. So you have the Alabama State Department of Education, they're working. You have the Alabama High School Athletic Association, they're working. They're trying to communicate to make sure they're on the same page. Of course, it filters down to us. And then all we can do, really, at this point, is take one day at a time. I mean, you have to sit back and put things into perspective, and you figure out, okay, what's important? And what's important right now is the health and safety of everyone that's involved. And, you know, for kids, it's hard for them because some of them, sports is their life. and of course going to school, playing sports, and so it's really difficult for them to put in perspective, you know, their season being over, but yet we have to do what's right and what's, you know, what's important, which is, again, the safety of our students, and then of course safety of all their families and everyone that's involved, and that goes back to the adults, that goes back to the student athletes, and it is very, very, very hard to make those decisions because, again, we really don't have a lot to go by. You know, we hear things, you know, you hear so many different things from different levels, but ultimately you gotta just have to follow the professional guidelines of what they say and do.
Brad, we have about 2 minutes left with you here in this segment. The next question I have for you, have you seen any innovative ways for coaches to coach from home, or do you have any suggestions on, because again, strength and conditioning is one of the biggest things that you're looking at now that we're ultimately faced, knowing that there will be no 2020 spring sports. Now kind of folks are focusing their attention toward, all right, well, we knew we were going to have our spring game. That probably got pushed back. The calendar gets pushed back. But have you seen any innovative ideas or come across any or heard of any or could give any to any coaches who are listening out there as the way to reach out from a technology standpoint to reach out to their athletes?
Well, the good thing about our society now is we have ways to communicate, you know, from a distance. And so, yeah, to answer your question, yes. I mean, we went into preparation of hopefully coming back in the spring, and that's not going to happen. And so right now, of course, coaches are maintaining that communication with their players. And yes, a lot of our coaches actually have seen sent home different workout plans. And you got to assume these kids don't have weights at home, obviously.
Right.
They can't go to the gyms right now. And so, you know, they have sent home daily routines, you know, every day, different plans set aside for them to try to maintain, you know, their strength and conditioning on their own. And really, that's all you can do. You can kind of guide them and give them the, you know, the material there of, hey, this is what we got to do. This is what you got to do as a student athlete. You know, and two, I mean, they're going to have to now balance basically working on their schoolwork at home along with maintaining their training at home. And so this is a unique situation that you almost got to create your own daily schedule now. A new daily schedule on how you're going to handle things, because every school is going to be different in the manner in which their classes are handled, their teachers, and of course, in our case, getting their, you know, their work in as an athlete. And so, yes, I'm sure here within the next few weeks, we'll be communicating as a group, sharing ideas at the county, you know, what some of the coaches are doing, and hopefully, by putting all the minds together, everybody's coming up with good plans for their kids, and just right now we're just had to transition of maintaining for the spring, and then hopefully maybe this thing gets a lot better and being able to maybe reconvene during the summer.
No doubt about it. Brad Lowell, the MCPSS Athletics Director, joining us this morning. Thank you so much for your time, Coach. Stay safe and God bless.
Thanks, guys. I really appreciate it. You guys stay safe, and thanks again for everything.
Thank you, buddy.
Live on the Prep Sports Report Radio Network, it's the Prep Sports Report, presented by Alpha Insurance. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back to the Prep Sports Report. Corey LeBounty, joined by Coach Mark Lassiter, Dalton Orwig running the boards, Philip taking your phone calls here on the CNC Financial and Auto Sales Communication Lines. You can reach us at 251-343-0106. Again, that's 251-343-0106. Want to give a shout out to my mom this morning, always tuning in and listening. Sarah Lynn Andrews, I love you and thank you for all your support, and continue to stay safe during this coronavirus pandemic. Joining us now on the CNC Financial and Auto Sales Communication Lines is the Spanish Fort Toros head softball coach, Lauren Stewart. Coach Stewart, good morning and thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Thank you.
Coach, a tragic end to the 2020 spring athletic season here across the country, not just here in Spanish Fort or Mobile, Alabama, but it's across the country because of the coronavirus pandemic. And it's affected so many lives, not only physically, but mentally as well. And we've talked on this show throughout the morning about how athletics is a getaway and how kids really lean on athletics. And I know you were hoping earlier this week that, you know, school would somehow or another come back maybe late April and be possibly able to get in a couple of games just so you can be around your girls again and get to that sense of normalcy. But talk to us again, giving you this opportunity. Many seniors, not only across Mobile and Baldwin County, but across the country, did not have an opportunity to be honored for Senior Day. And, Coach, I wanted you to have this opportunity on the Prep Sports Report to be able to do so. So please, Coach, give us those senior shout-outs.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we're still blessed over here and just remembering that, you know, this is all a part of God's plan, and we're going to prep for 2021 the best that we can. And we had two awesome seniors this year. They were a part of the program long before I was ever a part of the program in the seventh grade. And that is Claire Penman and Alaire Varden. Claire, it was our right fielder, and she was just such a leader and a great heart for us. Alaire, we called her our intimidator. She stood over 6 foot tall, and she was our first baseman. And both of those girls are just going to go on and do awesome things in life. And obviously they were sad, and that was a really sad moment for a head coach to have to make that phone call to two different girls on a weekday morning whenever we found out that we weren't going to be able to play again. And they were sad naturally, but I think they were all in understanding of the severity of this thing, and we're going to stay safe, and they're in total understanding of that too. So once we're able to safely gather again, we're going to celebrate those girls for everything that they deserve. And they obviously deserved a shot at a state title and for 2020, because we had prepped for it for a really long time, but obviously we can't do that. And so we're going to celebrate those girls the best that we can as soon as we can get back into it.
Coach, talk about how your season had started off so far. The great thing is that you guys did get an opportunity to kind of compete against each other and played a couple of games to start the season. As the Alabama Sports Writer polls came out, you guys definitely made that poll. And again, just I know we're anxious to have an opportunity to bring another blue map to that tremendous Toros sports program.
That's right. Yeah, we were 9-1-1 going in. We played some really, really good ball before that. We actually, our tie game was against the defending 7A champions, so that was a really awesome game for us and kind of laid out the platform for what we thought was going to be our 2020 season. And like I said, you know, our pitching staff had done a really great job thus far, and we kind of knew with the level of athleticism that we had and awesome leaders, great pitching, great defense, that we were going to do some really, really cool things in 2020 that we had prepped for really since right after our 2019 state appearance. We came in and worked hard almost immediately for this season last summer. So naturally, it's sad, you know, that all that hard work doesn't get to be shown off, especially with the awesome group that I have and the two seniors that we have. But I mean, I have a really gritty, resilient group, and they're awesome girls, and I know that this might be a huge setback, but 2021, we're going to have the same goal, and I'm sure softball throughout the state is going to be a whole lot more passionate in 2021 just because, you know, it got taken away from us this year. So we're excited. We're remorseful now, but we're obviously going to take that in stride and move on. That's what we know how to do, so...
No doubt about it, Coach. But as a head coach, again, this is a toll on you as well. And I know that as coaches, we're always learning, but we're teaching because kids look for us for guidance, for instruction, as role models in so many situations. And what will be your biggest take or your biggest bit of advice, not only for your 2020 seniors, but just all the student athletes that will continue to come down that Toro pipeline, or all the student athletes across the country who are being affected by this horrible pandemic?
Yeah, so I think as a coach and as a former college athlete myself and high school athlete, patience is really important for you as a person and for you in life and for you as an athlete. Obviously, when things don't go your way or you're in a slump or bad things happen to you, obviously patience is a huge part of bouncing back from that. Obviously, no head coach in the country has ever had to deal with something quite this large that's out of our control. Most coaches, I would say, are pretty controlling people. So to have something this grand out of our control, obviously the only answer for that is just to be patient and learn and not waste time while you have to be patient. So that's what we really talked a lot with our girls about, is just learning from this and, you know, really keeping a good mental state throughout all this waiting. So, and just using that patient time throughout the waiting, really.
Yeah, I think that's huge right there, Coach. And again, just want to thank you so much for taking time out of your schedule this morning to join us on the Prep Sports Report, to give us that senior shout out to all those young ladies, the two young ladies that meant so much to your program. And I know you're looking forward here sometime, hopefully in the near future, to being able to go ahead and honor them, whether it's a senior banquet or just be back around your team after this pandemic leaves itself. But Coach, want to thank you so much again for joining us on the Prep Sports Report. Want to make sure and wish you and your family the best of safety, and wish you the best moving forward. And like you said, looking forward to 2021, because you know that's going to make these young ladies even hungrier to and appreciate the game so much more, whether it's from a grassroots program all the way up until they become a Lady Toro.
That's right. Thank you so much. We appreciate it. And go Toros.
Coach Stewart joining us this morning. She is the head softball coach at Spanish Fort, just giving words of wisdom to all student athletes across the country. And again, her two senior student athletes. Again, this is not just about high school athletics in the spring. This is about all student athletes, class of 2020, that are missing out on their prom, that are missing out on graduation. But it's all for a great reason. And social distancing, it's a hard and tough pill to swallow. But every day, I know everyone's working very hard to find the cure, to curb the epidemic, the pandemic, and we'll continue to do so. And every day that we have an opportunity to have breath in our bodies, it just gives us a little bit more appreciation for not only being around our friends, but being around our teammates and our family members as well, Coach.
Absolutely. You know, and Coach just got through saying when she was talking to us about patience and about, you know, knowing what it's, you know, basically letting everybody know that, hey, this is real. It's a real deal. And we've got to do the things that we can do to get this thing slowed down here in our own communities, our state and our country, and then the world. But it starts with me as an individual first. I have to do what I've been told to do, and I have to be patient in the fact that if I do this long enough, that this thing will slow down and things can start working its way back to normal, to a new, probably going to be a new normal, but we'll work back toward that, or progress back toward that type of lifestyle in our society. But as she said, we got to have patience, we got to be able to stay away, follow instructions, and do all the things you're asked to do to keep this thing from spreading any further.
251-343-0106 is how you can give a senior shout-out. If you're a parent or a coach and want to shout out your 2020 seniors, please do so right here on the Prep Sports Report.
PSR is live every Saturday from 8 until 10 a.m. Now, back to your hosts, Rick Cleveland, Mark Lasseter, and Corey LaBounty.
I remember the 35 sweet goodbye.
Welcome back to the Prep Sports Report, presented by Alpha. Want everyone to stay safe during this pandemic. And here at the Prep Sports Report, we're doing our part to continue to talk high school athletics 52 weeks out of the year. And it's no different than in the summertime when there is no scoreboard or scores for us to report. We go in depth and we find high school student athletes and coaches, principals to talk to about what's going on, because there's always something going on in the sporting world in high school athletics. But here in this pandemic, given this pandemic, the class of 2020 seniors, this week they found out that their season would come to an end. And one of those seasons that did come to an end was track and field. And we have some outstanding track and field athletes right here along the Gulf Coast, especially at Baker High School. And one of my classmates, class of 1996, graduate of John L. LaFleur High School, Sean Dixon. She is the head girls coach at Baker High School and does a tremendous job with that program and has produced several Division I athletes over the last few years. Coach, thank you for taking time out of your Saturday morning to join us here on the Prep Sports Report.
It's definitely my pleasure.
Coach, we're calling this Senior Shout-Out Day, and having an opportunity to give the class of 2020, many seniors did not have an opportunity to have their senior day to be honored, whether it was by the coaches or have their parents go ahead and see them, and many of them are missing prom and graduation, but wanted to give the coaches around this area and across the state of Alabama to shout out for their seniors. And I know you have several seniors that you would like to give a shout out to this morning, so go ahead, take it away, Coach.
Yes, I definitely want to give a shout out to some lovely ladies that were destined to make a name or mark even more so than they have done in the past. One particular lady that stands out is our heptathlon champion from 2019, Miss Kelsey White. She signed with Samford University, received a full athletic scholarship for her effort. She was on track to break even more records at Baker. This year, she had a very productive indoor season, actually qualified for the New Balance Nationals. There's bigger things to come, so that won't be the last you hear of her now. Remember it, Kelsey White. Several other seniors that I had included my high jumper, Kennedy Myrick. She had some looks from around the state also. Jasmine Perryman. She has D1 potential. She hasn't signed yet, but she did have colleges interested in her. I also had Christian Robinson, who had been injured a lot, but she had just got clear right before the outdoor season began. On my distance side, I have Leslie Baxter, who signed with Mississippi College, Claire Morgan, who is intending to go to a local school here to run track, and Kinsley Meek. She's also a distance runner, and those core group of girls, I'm really going to miss them. And I really would like them to know that, you know, they have left their mark on Baker High School, and I look forward to what the future holds for them.
Coach, I mean, again, uncharted territories. You have practice one day, and you say, okay, well, worst-case scenario, we'll be out for maybe 2 or 3 weeks in this situation as everybody was getting ready to prepare for their spring break that would have started in the Mobile County Public School System on Monday. And not being able to be around your athletes, I know – athletes are hurt when they're not able to be around their teammates, but from a coaching perspective, talk to us about how you're dealing with not being able to be around your student athletes and not being able to go ahead and see these young people chase something that they've been chasing for the last 4 years of their high school career.
I must admit, it's quite hard to deal with. I'm still dealing. I'm trying to avoid crying now as we speak, because thinking about all the work those young ladies have put in, and the guys also, and the coaches from our Coach Young, who is the head boys coach. He plays an integral part in also training these girls, and we have several other coaches that help. And we hate to not be able to see them reach the limits that we know that they could have reached. We've been working actually since September, so this is something we've worked almost the entire school year for it to stop like this. So we always keep encouraging our kids to continue to work out, because this wasn't the last dance. There is a future. They got to keep preparing. So trying to keep them motivated and trying to keep encouraging them is actually what helps us stay encouraged. We stay in constant contact with them. They stay in constant contact with us. We let those kids know that we love them, just not as athletes, but they're our own kids also. They are like our children. We grew up together. They helped me be a better coach. I'm praying that I didn't just give them the sport of track and field, but I gave them something that they can take with them for the rest of their lives and utilize.
Coach, I wanted to know, a lot of coaches that we've talked to this morning, and it's, do you have any ways you can reach out to your kids? And I mean, are you contacting them? You said something about that just then. I know your coaches are staying in contact. Are y'all being able to just stay in contact, trying to keep their spirits up, daily, weekly? How are y'all doing that?
One way that we do, we remain in contact through an app called Remind that we can send messages through everyone on the team. Sometimes we send text messages. We're not allowed to actually work out with them or do anything
right.
with them. But the kind of athletes that I have, I don't have to tell them. I don't have to push them to greatness. They're already doing it on their own. I've received video from athletes running up and down the driveway or running down the street or doing strength work with self weights and things like that. So we just make sure that we keep encouraging them to do that. If we don't talk to them verbally, we're constantly pushing those messages out.
Coach, again, uncharted territory. I know how much the class of 2020 means to you, and again, how hard you guys train. Luckily for that, you also do indoor track and field, and you were able to complete the indoor track and field season this past fall and winter. And talk to us about the success that Baker Track has had and the continued light at the end of the tunnel for the 2021, 2022, 2023 classes.
We had major success last year in the 2019 season. We finished number two in the state, which was a surprise to many people because Mobile hasn't brought a public school to the forefront like that in a long time. This year, we did have a major injury. One of our major point scorers, a junior, Miss Leah Hammett, she did suffer an injury that allowed her not to be able to compete with us this year, which is encouraging because next year she will be back. She was actually going to return back for the outdoor season. So we are looking for some great things to happen next year to fill in that board that's going to be left by Miss Kelsey White. But the great thing is we have established a very great team program. So we don't have just one or two scores. We will have scores across the board. So next year we are looking to still, bring something from Mobile, Alabama to those indoor state championships. It was just a pleasure that we were able to get that because while many people in Mobile are not able to do indoor sports because it's in Birmingham, we were able to get those kids in and that they did enjoy some success this season. I mean, like Kelsey, she jumped a personal record in the long jump, which qualified her for the New Balance. She also got a personal, she made first in that long jump. She got second in the triple jump. She got second in the hurdles. The 60-meter hurdles, and she ran a leg for us in our 4x4. We had other successes with some of our boys. So we have a great junior class coming up. So the light at the end of the tunnel is, even though our seniors won't be able to keep going, they have left a mark of greatness, and our junior class and our sophomore class is going to be just as strong and maybe even better.
Coach, just wanted to thank you so much. This is head coach Sean Dixon from Baker High School joining us this morning on the Prep Sports Report, giving her senior shout-outs to her class of 2020 young student athletes. The young ladies do a tremendous job. So fun to watch them continue to achieve so many great things, not only for themselves, not only for their families, but for their school as well. And just want to tell you what a tremendous job you're doing, what a tremendous role model you are for the track and field community, you and Coach Young both. And just want to continue to wish you the best of success. Stay safe and keep your family safe during this pandemic, Coach.
Thank you so much, and same to you.
Coach Sean Dixon from Baker High School. She's the girls' track and field coach, and she just mentioned what her seniors meant to her, and it means so much. You could hear the emotion in her voice because it's not just the coaches who are affected. It's the student athletes as well. The coaches see on a day-to-day basis, and we're not talking about just your spring sports. This is band as well. Again, this is all senior students, the entire class of 2020 who are being affected by it, and we just want to give you an opportunity here on the Prep Sports Report. If you have a graduating senior, they may not have even played high school athletics. And even though this is a high school show, a sports show, it means so much as a parent because I know so many parents have waited 17, 18, 19 years to see their child walk across that stage. And in some cases, from a collegiate standpoint, waited 22 to 23 years to see that child walk across that stage. And to have this pandemic rob our student athletes, it's just going to teach them about character and about life. And that's something as coaches we teach all the time about: when you get knocked down, are you going to quit, or are you going to get back up and keep fighting? And I know every single day the student athletes are working hard, because they're having to work double hard now. They're having to work and have self-discipline, and it's going to prepare these student athletes, whether it's class of 2020 or through the class of 2030, to have self-discipline and to prepare them for college, because that's what college is. There's a lot of time management issues that are being dealt with by these high school athletes who have never been given this much time before. And I think now, as they prepare for college, as they prepare for that next level in their life, they'll understand and know what time management means and how to go ahead and battle through all adversity, including this pandemic.
You're absolutely right. And I think it's a great time to for us to teach as best we can how we handle these things. Again, this, and you said, Corey, character is a big, big issue that we talk about a lot. And it's going to be an issue as we go through these days, is what kind of character do you have, and what are you made of? And so as we go through the next days, it's going to be exciting to watch our kids grow from that respect.
You're listening to the Prep Sports Report right here on FM Talk 106.5. The Camp Gray segment coming up next.
This segment of the Prep Sports Report brought to you by Camp Grace. Now back to Coach Rick Cleveland.
Camp Grace is located in West Mobile, is the summer home of Camp Rapahoe, Camp Mash, Camp Smile, and Camp Sugar Falls, as well as the home of Outback Mobile, and is shared by many other community organizations throughout the Mobile area. Camp Grace is a place where God's love is bestowed freely upon others, the true definition of God's grace.
You know, we've heard coaches talk today about their players, their seniors especially, and to the person, every one of them talked about how important those kids' attitude was to their program, and about how they're going to miss those kids and what they brought to their program on a daily basis. And I heard one of the coaches made a statement about, you know, being patient during this time. And I don't think there's anything more important than that, is being patient. Being patient with so many things that are surrounding us. Also being observant of the things that are going on around us. As we get talking about, well, we've got, we're not going to get to have graduation. We're not going to have baccalaureate. We're not going to have state championships. We're not going to have prom. We're not going to have, those are hurtful. And it's real. It is real. But remember, the thing I have to try to keep remembering is, somewhere in this state, I can tell you, in this country and around the world, people are fighting for their lives from this deadly virus. It kind of causes everything else to pale in comparison. So as we juggle all the things that are going on, I'm trying to juggle the fact that what I'm missing, me, you know, individually, what am I missing? And there are lots of things that I'm missing. You know, I really am. There's things that I hate not being able to be a part of right now. And that bothers me. And I know it bothers our kids and our families. You know, I get that. But there are also people in this world right now that they've got loved ones that are dying. And everybody is worried, and people around there, and they don't really care whether or not they're going to, you know, whether you're going to have a prom or a graduation. Everything's relative in wherever you are in the country or whatever your circumstance is. That is not to diminish the sadness of not having an end of a school year. I don't mean to diminish that. I just want to try to keep myself reminding myself that while this is bad and we hate what's going on, it is still something that other people deal with in a more tragic avenue, and try to keep those things relative to my own thinking. I hope that through this time we can learn a few things. I know I'm trying. I try to learn stuff every day, and sometimes I do and sometimes I don't. What I'm trying to learn right now is what Coach said, is patience. I want things to be fixed. I want things to be taken care of. I want to be able to go back to school. I want to do this. I want this to get the curve flattened, you know, and get the this pandemic taken care of, and people to be safe again. But it's not going to happen on my time. And one of the things that I have to remember is what I teach and what I try to teach is that right now, my character is in full view of myself, my own eyes, not from what you see in me or what Corey or Dalton or Rick sees in me, but from my own self. When I look in that mirror, my own character is in full view. How I'm going to handle these very dark days in our country, because it is a dark day. There are bad things happening. And I hope that our young people, our young adults, our moms and dads, our coaches, all of us, I hope all of us realize that we have a job to do. And that is to stay at home as much as possible. That is to not just get out and go, don't have people over and go and doing things, but realize that we've been asked to do a certain thing. Keep away from one another. Stay at home unless it's essential, unless you have to go to work or you have to go get something. You have something you have to do. Stay at home. Protect yourself and your family. If we do that individually as a person, and it grows exponentially from that, all the way throughout our community, into our state, and hopefully by then we'll be able to get on top of this. I think God's teaching us a lesson, guys. I just think it's something that, you know, I don't think God means for people to die. I don't think he put this on this earth for people to die and then, oh, well, I'm OT. I don't think that's happening. What I think is happening is a bad thing's taking place in our world. And I think God's sitting there going, okay, let me see how much y'all paid attention. What are you going to do now?
I think the biggest thing, Coach, as that's very well said, is, you know, this too shall pass. And when things are bad, remember, it won't always be this way. Take one day at a time. And that's how we're handling this pandemic. That's how this country is handling this pandemic. That's how this world is handling this pandemic, is one day at a time. We know what is certain. We do know that sports, extracurricular activities, and all school has been canceled for the remainder of the 2020 year, school year. And with that being said, now, with that being the fact, now we just have to go ahead and rally around one another, become stronger as a family. Families are having to chip in and help their children, help their neighbors in ways they never thought they would have to. Those who are on the front line, the nurses, the doctors, the first responders, the grocery store workers, those who have to continue to go to work on a day-to-day basis, thank you very much. Again, everyone on the front line here at the Prep Sports Report, we cannot thank you enough. The essential jobs that you're doing. And again, just demonstrate common sense with social distancing. This is not a game. This is not something to play with. This is something that is unparalleled in this world. But again, through our faith on a day-to-day basis and knowing that all things are possible through Christ Jesus. That's what makes it so awesome, knowing that it is going to get better on a day-to-day basis and having the faith and believing that, the faith of a mustard seed, knowing that things are going to get better and this pandemic will soon be over. Want to thank all our guests this morning on the Prep Sports Report. Mike Chase, the head girls basketball coach at Spain Park. Tim Becker, the head boys baseball coach at McGill-Tulin. Brad Lowell, the Mobile County Public School System athletic director. Coach Lauren Stewart, the head softball coach at Spanish Fort, and Sean Dixon. She is the head girls track and field coach at Baker High School. Thank you all for giving your senior shout-outs. We will continue to do that here on the Prep Sports Report each and every Saturday as long as we need to in order to get the recognition to all these seniors in the class of 2020. Thanks for tuning in to the Prep Sports Report.